when someone tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. My favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. As long as I live, I'll remember the names of your favorite beers and your video games. The look on your face when you turn 26 and your dad got too stoned. Yeah, that one's gone.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. It is Saturday, July 4th, 2024. I hope everyone had a fantastic Canada Day earlier this week. Let's get caught up on the world with the top three news of the week. The first one is post-holiday transit updates. BC Ferries is reporting record-breaking passenger numbers this past Canada Day weekend, highlighting the urgent need for their newly proposed terminal expansions. Second, the Tech Hubs, a new setup incubator, officially opened its doors in downtown Surrey this week, focusing exclusively on green tech and sustainable computing. Third, the SFU campus news. The SFU summer reading program has officially launched at the Bennett Library, encouraging students to step away from their textbooks and read for pleasure. And your weekend weather report. We have a classic Pacific Northwest summer weekend ahead. Looking out from Burnaby Mountain, we have clear, bright blue skies. We are currently sitting at 18 degrees Celsius, and it will climb to a perfect 24 degrees by the afternoon. Today, we are doing something a little different. I looked at my phone recently and scrolled through the audiobooks I've been listening to. I realized that a good book is like a psychological mirror. It tells you exactly what you need to hear at that moment in your life. So today, I'm putting my book reviewer hat. We are going to talk about four completely different books I've read recently, ranging from a Russian hotel to a biology lab, and what they can teach us about living a better life. If you have read a life-changing book recently, call or text me at the studio 778-782-2573. Let's kick things off with an incredible check you setting at the perfect reading mood. Anais Cardot, FOMO.
Salomé va réconcilier le
Welcome back. Let's open our first book of the morning. A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Tolls. The premise of this novel is fascinating. It's 1922, and a Russian aristocrat, Count Alexander Rostov, is sentenced to house arrest by the Bolshevik tribunal. But his prison isn't a jail cell. It's the luxurious Metropole Hotel across from the Kremlin. He is told that he ever sets foot outside the hotel, he will be shot. For the next few decades, the Count watches many of the most tumultuous years in Russian history unfold from the windows of a hotel. He goes from being a wealthy aristocrat to a waiter in the hotel restaurant. But instead of becoming bitter, it builds universe inside those walls. He forms deep relationships, adopts a daughter, and maintains his absolute dignity, grace, and humor. We often feel trapped in our own lives. Maybe you are stuck in a job you don't love, or dealing with a difficult living situation in Vancouver. Count Rostov teaches us a master class in resilience. As the book famously says, if a man does not master his circumstances, he is bound to be mastered by them. You might not be able to choose the room you are locked in, but you absolutely choose how you arrange the furniture, who you invite to dinner, and the grace with which you live each day. Master your circumstances this weekend. Let's listen to the second song check I prepared, Carla Bruni, Galgan Madi.
Elle passe en un instant comme frâne les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? C'était tard dans la nuit, j'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime ses secrets, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Me l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de notre tristesse il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors?
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Our second book is deeply personal to me as someone who spends countless hours in university research. book is Lab Girl, a memoir by geobiologist Hope Jaren. Usually when we see scientists in movies, they have Eureka moments where everything perfectly falls into place. Hope Jaren shatters that illusion. She writes about the grueling, unglamorous reality of science, the absolute poverty of being a grad student, the desperation of applying for grants, and the sheer exhaustion of experiments falling 99 times out of 100. But alongside that struggle, she writes about plants and trees with a poetic, beautiful way that will literally change how you look at a forest. She compares the stubborn patience of a seed waiting years for the right drop of water to the stubborn patience requested to be a researcher. Whether you are writing code, studying for exams, or building a career from scratch, the journey is rarely glamorous. Lab Girl reminds us that real breakthroughs are not born from sudden genius. They are born from stubborn persistence. The next time you fail at a project, remember the seed. Sometimes you are not failing. You are just waiting for the right conditions to finally bloom. So keep watering your soil. The third soundtrack, Henry Salvador, Jardin Divier.
De bord de mer dans mon jardin d'hiver, je voudrais de la lumière comme en Nouvelle-Angleterre. Je veux changer d'atmosphère dans mon jardin d'hiver. Ta robe à fleurs sous la pluie de novembre, mes mains qui courent, je n'en peux plus de t'attendre. Les années passent, qu'il est loin l'âge tendre, nul ne peut nous entendre. Je voudrais du Fred Astaire, voir un latte cohère. Je voudrais toujours te plaire dans mon jardin d'hiver. Je veux déjeuner par terre comme au long des golfes clairs, embrasser les yeux ouverts dans mon jardin d'hiver. Les années passent, qu'il est loin là. dans mon jardin d'hiver.
To Richard's show, let's shift gears to classic piece of philosophy. Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. This is a short, beautiful novel about a young man in ancient India who leaves his wealthy family to seek spiritual enlightenment. He tries everything. He joins ascetics who starve themselves. Then he goes to the city and becomes a wealthy merchant, falling into the traps of gambling and lust. Finally, he becomes a simple ferryman on a river. The core conflict of the book is that Siddhartha meets the actual Buddha, listens to his perfect teachings, and realizes something profound. You cannot simply listen to someone else's wisdom and become wise. In the age of the internet, we are obsessed with life hacks and self-help podcasts. We think if we just read the right article, we will figure out life. Siddhartha is a gentle reminder that wisdom cannot be taught. It can only be experienced. So stop trying to copy someone else's path to success. You have to make your own mistakes, suffer your own heartbreaks, and sit by your own river. Your journey is the only teacher that actually matters. Let's listen to the fourth soundtrack, Palm Sergiravan.
Mes nuits blanches ne sont pas blanches, à peine claires, semées d'étoiles, petits trous dans la toile étanche, triste strass sur le voile, et moi envoûtée de ténèbres, je passe des heures infinies à compter les moutons funèbres qui tapissent mes insomnies.
Minuit est là, Vous savez pourquoi vous écoutez cette station? Elle est du fils de la musique récente, soutient votre communauté et vous offre des informations à lesquelles vous pouvez avoir confiance. Et contrairement aux autres stations, les personnes qui y travaillent et y font du bénévolat font elles aussi partie de votre communauté. Mais n'oublie pas qu'ils le font avec un budget très limité. La solution, c'est l'initiative de la radio communautaire. Et vous trouverez plus de détails sur monirc.ca. En quelques clics, vous pouvez signer une pétition, générer un email à envoyer aux responsables politiques qui doivent entendre son message. Monirc.ca offre un moyen simple et gratuit de faire bouger les choses. Monirc.ca.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Richard's show. We have a few minutes left before our French segment, and our final book is Albert Camus' masterpiece, The Plague. In this novel, a fictional town in Algeria is suddenly overrun by rats and a deadly plague breaks out. The town is completely sealed off. No one can leave. Sound familiar? But Camus wasn't just writing about a disease. He was writing about the absurdity of human suffering. In the face of a terrifying, random disaster, the characters have to choose how to act. The hero is Dr. Hias. He isn't a superhero. He doesn't have a magic cure. All he does is wake up every single day, go to the hospital, and treat his patients, even though he knows many of them will die. When someone asks him why he keeps fighting a losing battle, he says, "There is no question of heroism in all this. It's a matter of common decency."